All right, let's get into it, shall we? It's been a minute. Apologies. Episode 7, High Value Man. Let's be fair. Let's not just go on a rant on if it's good or bad. Let's look at the origin of this. I want to get you up to speed here. You might have heard of any other podcasts where they talk about how to be a high value man. A high value man, essentially, is someone who has a lot of money, has options, has cars, expensive cars, I'm talking about Bugatti, I don't know. Whatever is not your average rust bucket. Let's see what else would be high value. You got houses. You're just established. And let's be fair. If you have those things, fantastic. All those things don't have you and your self-worth as a person. Now, there is another aspect to this, and there's actually a book I recommend you read. It's called The Game by, oh my gosh, I forgot who the artist by, but I remember it's the main protagonist there. If that's the word you want to use, his name is Style. He's basically a pickup artist. He talks about, his life from zero to hero, from a absolute garbage at talking to women to he somehow miraculously just through the association and iron sharpens iron, he mastered his craft, dealing with women, etc. He gets there. Well, why am I telling you all this? Because he talks about how wait a second. The best way to get women is I have to not care about them and treat them like objects. Short-term solutions at best. And the book eventually like circles back to the dysfunction of it because there's a lot of pickup artists in there that like essentially it's like self-destruction, the path of making women, and you can see how this all kind of ties together. How you get the car, the house, etc. to get the girl or get girls. But when that became the end all be all and you got the girls, some guys just quit the craft because they mastered it and it wasn't very longevous. And the other factor was when they saw another human being as a object or a means to an end, they couldn't help but simultaneously see that same value trickle into their own character or their own psyche. So, in other words, I treat people like garbage. I treat them like just tools, and I inadvertently think I am a tool. So, there's that. Now, what do I say all this? High value male. Well, let's just face it, everyone wants that. maybe you don't want six plates. That's funny. We can go on and on, but I want to make this concise. Everyone, I can't deny that. Hey, I would love a wife. Probably one that's loyal and all that other stuff. I'm not sure how that's gonna work out for you when you have six of them. I'm not sure how you can handle that, but wow, six. Holy cannoli. God bless you, man. But if you mastercraft and you can get like one going for you, that's nice. That don't sound too bad. Just get your act together. I don't see why not. Get the social qualms in order. That leads us to our next question then. What is a high value man? Surely these are high value traits, but they're not absolutes. And if you know me, philosophical guy, truth scale. I have to make sure things are at. We don't. We're not just doing half truths here. Yeah, I'm sure there are people that would. There, I'm sure there are women that would love you if you had these things: money, car, houses, influence, power. I mean, come on. But it's not the only thing. It should be mutually exclusive to your own character, and that's what we want to talk about. Because I really want that, I want to drive that word in, high value man. If you aspire to have those things, by all means, but don't miss this part. I'm about to tell you. Well, Andre, why is this part important? You're not like those other gurus? Yes, but from what I read and from other personal stories and whatnot, these methodologies that you're hearing from, these are very short-term at best. You'll get short-term success, short-term intimacy, and the question I'm hoping, I'm talking to someone who's more long-term thinking. If you don't have a long-term mindset when it comes to love and affection, well, there's not much depth to it, and it's very shallow. At this point, if you're a person who likes to take a jump off a diving board, you're about to take a, about to jump into a cup-sized person. You're definitely going to break something, and the cup. So, if you want something with more depth and not shallow, well, then what's a what's who is the highest value man in history? Now let's focus on these two men. The first man is Alexander the Great. This guy has conquered civilizations. No. He doesn't have cars. He doesn't have a Bugatti. This dude rode on a horse. When he died, he buried his horse. His horse got an own tomb. When he died, he had his own tomb. His tomb's raided. The horse's tomb is raided. This guy conquered civilization. He's called, his name is literally gang called Alexander the Great. And yet, despite all his bravado, despite all the victories he's won, probably God knows how many women and concubines he had, and livacious lifestyle, and how he command troops. No one talks about Alexander the Great. In fact, you probably only heard about him because I just referenced him. That dude was probably in the furthest parts of your mind. Huh. No one's wearing an Alexander the Great necklace. No one's talking about him. Except historians for historic rhetoric. You know what's weird, though? You do notice people talk about this guy. Jesus Christ. Huh. I don't mean to go super religious on you, but isn't it interesting how a guy who, he never conquered anything. In fact, he just went around and helped people, healed them. Eyewitness accounts, stories, made the ultimate sacrifice. He's done the exact opposite of Alexander the Great. And yet, he is the most renowned individual in human history. In fact, there's so much history on this guy that you can't read any piece of history that doesn't reference him in some shape or fashion. I know that might be a tough pill to swallow, but my goodness, that Bible references a lot of people in history. Maybe not correlated with Jesus, but like, you know, Old Testament stuff. My goodness, all the kings and the cities. I digress. This guy has done the opposite, and he is remembered forever. To this day, the Bible is the number one book in America. Why do I say all this? You may have aspirations to be a high-value man. God, hey, bless God. And hey, thanks for having aspirations, right? If you can go from basement dweller to financially independent and hopefully not a monster man, God, hey, more power to you. But if you want to be the highest value man, then do something that benefits the well-being of others, and you'll go up. You'll be remembered. I guess it depends what you want. Do you want to be a high value man, or do you want to be the highest value man? Just think on that. There's no wrong answer. Question is which man do you want to be? Alright. Episode 7. High value man. Talk to you later. Deuces.